This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, T-minus 5 minutes, 27 seconds and counting. Now, as we move into the final phase of the countdown, we're receiving go-no-go checks from various elements of the launch team. The spacecraft test conductor, Skip Chauvin, gave the test supervisor a spacecraft ready. At that time, on our large status board here in the firing room, the green light came on behind the spacecraft. Green light now is also on behind the emergency detection system. Now, standing by for more checks, the mission director, Chet Lee, from the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, says we are go for launch, and the range indicates the range is ready to support. Chill down of the S-4B stage. Chill down of the S-4B stage being completed at this time. S-4B will ignite into the mission at 9 minutes, 22 seconds. Swing arm number 9 now is retracting to the full retract position. Swing arm number 9 coming back to the full retract position. And the director of launch operations, Walt Caprian, has given Apollo 13 a go for launch. We're now approaching the 4-minute mark. At the T-minus 4-minute mark, we'll be standing by for Jack Baltar, the launch vehicle test conductor, to say that his launch vehicle team is ready to carry out the final phase here of the countdown. At the T-minus 3-minute, 7-second mark, we will get the ignition sequence start. This will put us on an automatic sequencer, and the remainder of the count from that time will be on automatic. The sequencer can check out literally hundreds of items in the space vehicle. At the same time, the team here in the Launch Control Center will be monitoring red line values. These are such things as temperatures and pressures, which we do not want to either go above or below. A final communications check now. The astronauts on the Astrocom circuit and launch operations manager, Paul Donnelly, during his final check, said, good luck, head for the hills. He was referring to the Frau Morrow, hilly Frau Morrow region of the moon. As we come up on the T-minus 3-minute mark at 3 minutes, the capsule communicator, Paul Weitz, will begin reading out the minus time to the crew. Looking up at our status board now, we can see that the spacecraft, or the first stage preparations, are now complete. The firing command has now been initiated. This is the automatic sequencer, and we have a confirmation on our status board that the launch sequence has started. We're now in our final 3 minutes of the countdown, 2 minutes, 56 seconds, and Apollo 13 continues to be go. The astronauts still reporting back from the spacecraft Odyssey. Spacecraft Commander Jim Lovell says Odyssey is go. He will be the last one to perform a function here during the countdown. At the T-minus 45-second mark, the Commander Jim Lovell will set the final alignment of the spacecraft guidance. That's the last crew action before the liftoff of Apollo 13. We continue to aim for a liftoff at 2:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now T-minus 2 minutes, 18 seconds and counting, and our count continues to look good. Our weather is no constraint to launch today. Earlier fears about the weather seem to have dissipated. A stationary front over the Florida-Georgia border has not sent down the predicted bad weather that we had feared. We just passed the 2-minute mark, in the countdown, and the pressurization now of the vehicle tanks is beginning. The third stage liquid oxygen tank has now been pressurized, and the second stage liquid oxygen tank has been pressurized. We'll be making our final transfer from external power source, that is from the external power source at the pad, to the launch vehicle batteries at the T-minus 50-second mark. We'll be keeping an eye on that power transfer at T-minus 50 seconds. The S-4B propellant, now all pressurized. S-4B propellants, that's the third stage of the Saturn V pressurized. 1 minute, 15 seconds, and counting. The spacecraft equipment now is on its own internal cooling. It's been sharing its cooling from it, getting its cooling from an external power source up to this time. We're now approaching the T-minus 1 minute mark. T-minus 1 minute, T-minus 1 minute, and counting. Now in the final minute of our countdown, at the 30-second mark, swing arm number 1 will retract. T-minus 50 seconds. As we pass the T-minus 50-second mark, the power transfer takes place. First stage, second stage, third stage, and the instrument unit going to internal power. T-minus 37 seconds, and our count continues to go well. We'll be looking for an ignition of those five first stage engines at the T-minus 8.9 second mark. We've passed T-minus 30, T-minus 25 seconds and counting, and Apollo 13 is go. T-minus 20 seconds, T-minus 20 seconds and counting. 17, guidance release. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. The Saturn V building up to 7.6 million pounds of thrust, and it has cleared the tower.
This is Mission Control Houston. We appear to have a good first stage at this point.